Hello to each and all, and welcome to Nemata. I'm recording today, 10th of March, 2021, with a special message to newcomers on the staff of Nemata, that is, members who support it financially. And this message goes out to all members in the future who come on to the campus. Over the last month, we've had about a dozen new members, and I'd like to speak to you all directly right now. I wish you were in front of me. I wish I was in front of you to do so. But let's assume that this virtual medium will suffice for the moment. So, where do I start? Well, first of all, it's my pleasure to assure you that your support is immensely important to me. You know, I receive no salary from Nemata. Everything that comes to the school goes to running the school. The CEO or admin, Kerridwin, does receive a very modest salary. And all the other income goes to the facilities, place where the school is presently located, and all the other various expenses which you can easily imagine. Sometimes, in some occasions, when I travel to various countries in Europe to visit cells of Nemata, cells of Planetary Tantra, my travel expenses are also covered by revenues to the school. But that's about it. I want you to know up front that I do have concerns about what you encounter as you come to the school. I know that in certain respects, it's not easy to find your way around. I know also that my work, my talks, my writings, being pretty extensive, let's face it, can be intimidating and overwhelming in certain ways. My primary concern for you is how you find your way into the school to your best benefit, your benefit. So you are here to learn, you are here to enrich your lives, and I never stop thinking about how that can happen. What guidance, what orientation can I provide so that you have the best possible opportunity to do that? There is a talk on Course 12, Idiosophy, titled "A Quest for the Meta-Narrative, Meta-Narrative." And in that talk, I set out 10 criteria for a meta-narrative, which in itself is quite an extensive proposition, I can assure you. And one of those criteria can be described in this way. A meta-narrative is a work in progress. So it can be compared to a moving train. You get on the train when it's already moving. And that is exactly the situation you face when you come to Nemata. So roughly, you can divide the content into two parts. A lot of it, most of it, consists of units, which are text alone or text and talk, based on established writings. A lot of that content has migrated from metahistory.org, but also in 17, the Turton and the Terma, and 18, and other places as well, not to mention the Menhir, there is ongoing content which is continually added. So you're not only jumping on a train that's already running down the track, but you're joining a party in progress on the train. Also, if you'll play along with me while I mix metaphors, I'll say something that I've said before a few times. Goddess knows how I dislike repeating myself, but sometimes it's necessary. The campus of Nemeta is under construction. So you may find yourself stumbling over boards and pipes and pallets here and there, or piles of tools in the corner as you wander through the campus. As it stands right now, the main professor, yours truthfully, is responsible for all of the content on Nemeta. That includes content received, content that has already been developed over many years in my writings and talks, but content in the process of development. And there is only myself and the admin, CEO of the school, you might say, who manage this. Two people. We fortunately have some good and solid technical support when we need it. Support with IT, support with artistic and graphic features of the site, the optics of the site, and so forth. But basically, that's it. Two people running the entire school. That being so, you will certainly appreciate that we can't always keep up with ourselves. So I call upon your patience to understand the conditions and circumstances in which this school operates. I want you to know that I have total certainty and total confidence that Nemeta is a foundation built to last, built for generations. You're coming in at the early stage. You find your place, your role in it, according to the circumstances of your own life, of course. And in that way, we proceed together to create this event. As I said in the original welcome message, which I need to revise, Nemeta is not an online university, although it looks like one, and if you choose to do so, you can use it that way. But for my intention, it is an online portal to an in-life undertaking. You live out Nemeta in your life, in the circumstances and conditions of your life. I can't dictate how you will do that, but I know that the same sincere desire that brings you here will ultimately show you how to do that. Right now, Kerdwin and I are discussing daily certain changes in the structure of Nemeta, particularly with the intention of making it more user-friendly and providing you with the best orientation possible. On that issue, let me address two specific points. First point is that when you come to Nemeta, you need to know that there are two components of Nemeta. One is the Sophianic School of Arts and Humanities, consisting of 12 courses and 3 vocations. The second is Planetary Tantra. So Planetary Tantra is free. It's free on Nemeta to visitors who enter a username and a password or username and an email address. And most of the material on Planetary Tantra comes directly from Planetary Tantra on metahistory.org, which, by the way, is still online. So anyone who likes to can go back and look at that original material, or they can find it in Nemeta, where it is being, in some cases, updated and revised and improved. So what is Planetary Tantra? Have you been wondering about that? Well, so have I. So have I. Honestly, I've been wondering about it since the day I created it. So Planetary Tantra is the delivery system, the kit, the instructional manual for the Terma of Gaia awakening. Now, Terma is a Tibetan term, and it means literally earth treasure. Ter-ma. Ma being a root phoneme in many languages for the earth, or for the primordial nurturing source of life on earth. So a terma, going back to the context of Tibetan Buddhism, is a wisdom treasure. And those who discover these wisdom treasures, there's a long story that goes along with it, are called Tertans. So I received a wisdom treasure in August of 2008, the Terma of Gaia Awakening. And you can find it on Nemeta. It's been out there for more than 12 years now. Now, according to the Tibetan sources, this is what happens when a Tertan, who is a trained seer, a diviner, and also, you could say, someone who is trained in that culture, in that tradition, in the techniques for mastering mind and consciousness. So when a Tertan receives a terma, which is like a download from a primordial source of knowledge, in this case, the Earth Mother herself, he needs to go through a rigorous process of evaluating that terma, and then he needs to turn around and package it. He needs to put it into a delivery system. And all Tibetan Tertans did this in particular ways, following rigorous protocols. And I, as well, have followed extremely rigorous protocols. There's a piece somewhere on Nemeta, don't ask me where it is right now, that describes the standard for evaluating a genuine terma. So the terma itself is extremely compressed and concise. It's extremely simple. For instance, the Terma of Gaia Awakening has three parts. First, there are the three instructions of the Diamond Sky Dakinis. Three lines, three simple sentences. Second, there is the invocation of the sacred power name of the earth. You know, the earth mother, your divine mother, which she is also my divine mother. You and I have different biological mothers. We have the same divine mother. She has, of course, been recognized in many cultures, all cultures, through the ages under different names. What I learned in 2008 was one specific name to which she will respond. Now, you can call her by many names, and I invite you to do so. One of the affectionate names among the Shaktas of Planetary Tantra, that is, those who engage their power with the power of the Divine Mother is Pam, Planetary Animal Mother. And there are other names for her as well. These are terms of endearment. You know, it's very typical if you have, say, a dog, and the dog has a name, but it doesn't just have one name, does it? You have various terms of endearment by which you call to that animal, speak to that animal, be it a horse, a dog, a cat, nicknames, pet names. The Aunt Sophia has numerous pet names. And yet, there is one specific name to which she responds to those who show their desire and intention to meld the power of their lives with her power and her life. And that name is the second component of the Terma of Gaia Awakening. The third component is the Gaian Tantric Vow, which you can all perform, either alone or with someone else. And countless numbers of people, more than I know, more than I can reckon, have performed this vow, and you can perform it more than once if you wish. And that vow is a simple ritual that binds you physically to the telluric power of the planet. So that's terma. But once I received the terma, in the immediate aftermath of that event, I realized that I was facing the same challenge and responsibility that Tertons in the Tibetan tradition, particularly the Nyingmapa, or the ancient ones, the old school, faced. That is, I would have to create myself, devise, construct a delivery system to showcase and frame the terma. That is planetary tantra. And planetary tantra also has a number of simple elementary exercises, routines, and practices. I've done my best to explain them, and I'm always keen to do a better job to explain them and make them more accessible. But I would advise that you go and listen to one of my rare video interviews. I'm shy, self-conscious, don't consider myself to be particularly photogenic. But in one case, I did undertake an interview. I accepted an interview. You can find that on the Planetary Tantra page, where I talk about Gnosticism and shamanism. There's another talk, which I advise would be helpful to your orientation, called The Terma and the Tray. You can also find that on the Planetary Tantra page. So there's Planetary Tantra. And what about all the rest of the school? What about all the rest of the content that you encounter when you come to the sacred groves? Well, there is an orientation talk for visitors, that is to say, non-contributing members, called the Seven Groves of Nemata. And you might want to take a look at that. I've recorded an audio there. I would prefer someone else gave that audio introduction, particularly in a female voice. And I would strongly prefer that it be the female voice of a female. But as it is, there you have it. Yours truthfully, taking you on a tour of the Seven Groves of Nemata. On the menu panel of the landing page of the site, you will find links, of course, to the vocations, to the special chambers of the school, which are available only to members, 17, the certain end of the term 18, breaking news. You'll also find a link to the Dragonfly Sutra and Dog Zen. And additionally, I'm in the process of adding a link to the home story. So, of course, the home story is the sacred narrative of the mysteries. It's the foundation of everything that I do. And there's a wonderful introductory video of 4.5 minutes. And then the episodes of the home story, to which you may have subscribed, that may have brought you here in the first place. I would add that all those episodes of the home story, along with audio, are currently going up on Nemeta, and that will be an additional feature on the homepage menu panel. So, what about Dog Zen? Dzogchen, to play on words. Dzogchen is Tibetan, meaning the great perfection. The Dragonfly Sutra and Dog Zen are idiosyncratic expressions of my particular take on Buddhism. And that was added to the school about a year or so after it was founded, completely spontaneously. That material came through to me, and I just put it out as it came. So you can go and investigate that. It sort of stands aside from everything else in a special category. And you can learn about and listen to the Dragonfly Sutra. So, all that's covered. Back to the 12 courses and 3 vocations. I've said that Nemeta is a platform for the recovery and restoration of the humanities. So really, that's what you find in all of that content. You find, framed in a Gnostic perspective, uniquely, this has never been done before. You find the essence of the humanities framed in a Gnostic perspective. And it's up to you to find your way into that, depending on what attracts you, what intrigues you, what engages you. And that depends upon your own innate disposition and the passions and dreams that have shaped your life. I rely on the concurrence of what you bring innately to the site with what you find there. The humanities, with a capital H, can of course be defined in various ways. Unfortunately, it's often presented as an academic or intellectual field of studies. Well, it is certainly that, to some extent, but that's not my spin on the humanities. By the humanities, as you see them on Nemeta, I mean everything it takes to know fully what it means to be human and to act on that knowledge. So the humanities is a broad spectrum of activities and events. And again, you find your way into it depending on your original disposition. Nothing is imposed on Nemeta. I've stated up front that I am a guru leading a cult. But it's an educational cult, and it's completely open, and it has none of the nefarious or evil connotations of a cult. The humanities are necessary for the orientation of any family, community, or society toward sanity and well-being. Over the years, due to the Marxist program, humanities have been largely destroyed, and there's almost nothing left of them in the academic curricula. So what you see in the 12 courses and three vocations is the reinvention of the humanities. Sure, you can call it that. And that reinvention is intended to stand and to persist, to survive, develop, and thrive, starting now and in the generations to come. Finally, in closing, I'd like to make two more points clear. First concerns the Maitreya process, and the second concerns feedback or interactivity with other members of the staff on Nemata. The talk and reading of my essay on the Maitreya process is another fundamental orientation piece for those who come to Nemata. As you may know, Maitreya is a term from Buddhism, and it denotes the future Buddha, or the Buddha to come at the end of Kali Yuga. So do I claim to be the Maitreya? Yes, I do. But I add to that claim that I cannot fulfill that claim unless you, as well, claim to be the Maitreya. Tricky proposition, right? If I were to claim to be the Maitreya, the world teacher, all by my lonesome, it would be a complete flop. I mean, my friends, I have many pretenses, but that's not one of them. So I've made it clear that the Maitreya is a process rather than a person. I compared it to the game of tag in which you are it. To begin the game of tag which children play in the playground, someone has to be it. So if you are the Maitreya, you are it. It doesn't mean anything else than participation in the process of enlightenment. Enlightenment is a process, and it's mutual and reciprocal. So I think I do a pretty good job of explaining that in the talk and text on the Maitreya process. Nemata is based on the Maitreya process. It is an instrument of that process. I invite you to reflect upon that statement. The motto of the school is teach as you learn. That is another way of describing the Maitreya process. You are enlightened already. You cannot achieve enlightenment. I've spoken about this in Dog Zen. You cannot attain what you already have innately. You cannot acquire a nose, because you already have a nose. Likewise, enlightenment is not to be attained. And I take the hard line, assuming my pretense of being Lama Lovemut, of really doubling down on that point. I teach non-attainment, which is a really, really rare strain of Buddhism. Most vividly and faithfully represented in Chan, or Chinese Buddhism, which then developed in Japan into Zen. So what I'm saying is, you don't seek enlightenment. Don't seek enlightenment. I never did. Don't seek what you already have innately, but seek to express that. which you have. You are enlightened to the degree that you can express your enlightenment. And the more you express it, the better it gets. So teach as you learn is kind of a trite little formula that plays along those lines. Can you see that? Now I realize, and the members of the staff will certainly back me up on this, that not everyone knows exactly how to do this. And the circumstances and conditions of your life may well make it difficult, if not impossible, to go out into the world and find anyone and enter into a conversation and relationship with that individual and teach what you're learning. Nevertheless, that is the motive. Hold to that motive. Hold it in your heart. Hold it in your heart as sincerely as you would hold any desire for your personal fulfillment in life. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to be able to teach as I learn. That's the Maitreya process in application. As regards interactivity within the staff at Nemitta, the student teachers, as I call you, that is also in development. You have the facility of the members' forum. Each and every one of you is welcome to come on to the members' forum to join the conversations in process or to start your own thread. Introduce yourself. Say a little about your background, why you're here, what you want to find here. If you do that, I assure you that the existing staff members will reply, and I myself at times will reply. Now, they will perhaps be ruthless. They may not, or they certainly will not, pamper you or pander to you in any way. And if you come with pretenses of some kind of New Age attitudes, well, it's my wish, and they all know that, that they treat you with respect and in a civil manner, but they will also show you around the block a few times. So be prepared for that. I do not allow anyone to attack anyone else personally or to be uncivil, vulgar, and rude in the members' forum. I guarantee your safety there, to use an extremely corrupt term, safety. No, I do. I assure you, you're welcome. Reveal yourself, and it shall be revealed to you what comes next. Finally, in closing, I'm happy to express my commitment to you. You can reach me at nemitta.org, at yandex.com. Nemitta.org, one word without a period. If you have any reservations, any doubts, if you're confused, disappointed, discouraged, if you're not finding what you want, or if you could use my input to help you define what you want, I am 100% there for that and happy to be so. Of course, I can't usually enter into any extended dialogues with anyone. I certainly can't answer a lot of extraneous questions coming from your past experience. I rely on you coming into the school to come up to the standard of the school. I hold you to a high standard. Why? So that I can support your opportunity to excel and to fulfill your own innate genius, your real talent, your contribution. And I welcome your contributions and welcome any kind of assistance that you may be able to give to Nemata based on skills that you have. Editing skills, skills working on the internet, whatever. If you have something to propose, send your proposal to me directly and we'll discuss it. I'll leave it at that for now. And I'll be seeing you around the sacred groves, where we already live in the beauty to come.